what is like the definition of the Antichrist? I know it's not really the devil or a demon or something, but it, like the spirit of the Antichrist, what is it?
Well, Antichrist is several things. One, it is the man who will come at the very end of the world. He will be a man. There are various characteristics of him. The fathers have written various treatises on the subject, describing what he will be like. He will be a man, a Jew, the tribe of Dan, will rule in Jerusalem, will be in the temple of Jerusalem, which will be reconstructed for him, and be the world leader before whom everybody bows down because they recognize that he is religious and pious and kind and loving and all those. That's why it's very, this ET thing is dangerous, because Antichrist will be precisely that. He will evoke emotions of love and kindness and everything else. But it will be on the basis of some kind of weird thing that is not worshiping the true God, but eventually worshiping him. So he's a man who will come at the end of the world, and when he is finally destroyed, the whole world comes to its end. But besides that, St. John says there are many antichrists. It's everyone who participates in this spirit of, well, first of all, as St. John in one of his epistles defines it, denying that Christ has come in the flesh. This is the spirit of Antichrist. And so everyone who does that partakes in this spirit. And we can see in the world today there is a spirit of Antichrist, going against Christ, against the Church. And that all that spirit is the spirit of Antichrist. It finally achieves its form, its incarnation, like it, as it were, in the one man who will come at the end and imitate Christ. Undoubtedly, he'll be 30 years old when he comes to power and do many of the very same things that Christ did. And it will be some kind of demonic marvel by occult power. So he's an anti, means actually in place of Christ. It means both against Christ and in place of Christ, a substitute Christ, for those who do not know what who Christ is.
Brother, sorry, but how can one, I think it's interesting to put this in parallel with the saying of Jesus that a good deed cannot emanate from the bad source, right?
Yes.
How does it work with Antichrist?
I mean, because his deeds are good in seeming. They seem to be good. And he's doing kind deeds in order to trap men. But we see that in everyday life. That when you use some kind of thing which evokes love, when you use kindness in order to trick somebody into doing something for you, then it becomes, in itself, it might be good, and somebody outside might even become instructed by seeing that. But the man in his intent is doing evil. And therefore that good becomes submerged in the evil he's doing.
Okay.